This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Your radio, 94.1. The free Odyssey app, also streaming live on YouTube if you'd like to watch. You like watching, do you? The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Question, what is your worry level with the Phillies? Very worried at 21.7%. Not worried. 29.1% and starting to worry at 49.2%. I'm never worried with our guy Jackie Baseball over here, though.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
That was a lie.
That's a total lie. Yeah, absolutely. I know you didn't set it up, but yeah. We don't lie to the listeners.
Liar.
Exactly right. Yeah. So, first off, welcome back to the booth tonight, Mr. Larry Anderson.
Yeah.
LA. Yes, sir.
Good to have LA.
There it is. Now things will turn around.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Positivity. He'll spark the boys for
yeah.
sure.
We'll definitely bring the positive energy.
He holds everybody accountable.
He does.
That's what he does.
He does.
No one better.
Throw the fastball low and outside. That is my recommendation to Taiwan and every other pitcher who pitches for the next little while.
And these umpires stink.
Yes, they stink.
So speaking of, we'll get to some important stuff first, but we got to get the important stuff, I guess, for this show out of the way in the beginning here. And that is the dirty things that the radio booth and also the TV booth said this weekend during the games.
Dirty things.
Yeah, uh-oh. We're always monitoring these for potential drops. Kevin Stocker, who is climbing up the list of the dirtiest broadcasters in the city. He had this to say.
Out of pocket Stocker.
Here he is.
A lot of times with two strikes, Liberatore will try to come inside hard. That's the one area. He's pretty good, right?
But wow. Come on, man.
You don't want to come inside hard.
No. Come on.
Be careful with that pitch.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly right. Yeah. And a guy who I never thought we'd have to add to the list of the dirtiest broadcasters in the city, our good pal Ben Davis, who, you know, he's talking about how you sometimes have to go out to the mound and you have to calm the pitcher down or maybe waste some time for a guy to warm up in the bullpen. He dropped this gem on us.
Other guys, you had to go out there and be careful. You didn't want to hurt their feelings.
Right.
Guys like to be stroked, and it's, you know.
Wait a minute. Did I hear T-Mac giggle there?
I heard a T-Mac giggle, too.
Play that again.
Yeah.
Other guys, you had to go out there and be careful. You didn't want to hurt their feelings.
Right.
Guys like to be stroked, and it's, you know.
Oh, yes. T-Mac definitely. He definitely laughed.
Little
T-Mac knew.
As soon as you said it. Well, then they stopped talking to for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
They both turned their mics off and started laughing.
Yeah. Yes, no doubt.
Guys like to be stroked, huh? Ben?
Like, huh?
Huh, Ben?
Other guys, you had to go out there and be careful. You didn't want to hurt their feelings.
Right.
Guys like to be stroked. And
whoa.
You know.
That might have been Ben. That might have been Ben laughing at himself.
I know, because he's probably thinking about the drop board.
Yes, yeah. No doubt it was. Everybody on the way to the ballpark listens to this damn
yeah.
show.
I know they do.
I'm sure they know the drop board is a spot you don't want to find yourself in.
Yeah, I would say that's fair. And you know he's thinking to himself, like, I'd never do it. Rube did, you know?
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Yeah,
but he did.
Poor Rube.
He did.
That's guys like to be stroked.
Yep, there it is.
And a drop was built.
Yep, I love it.
It's good stuff. So, Ken Rosenthal reported over the weekend the Phillies offered Kyle Schwarber an extension during the offseason.
Okay.
But after an initial proposal, talks have failed to advance.
Hmm.
Oh, well.
So they did make him an
offer.
It's
not, oh, well. Would you shut up?
Do we know what the... No, there's no numbers out there, obviously.
No. No. Okay. No.
Well, I thought he said years. They had offered him 2 years or something.
Oh, 2 years?
I thought...
Oh, that's not going to get it done.
I thought that was in...
Well,
or was he comparing it to a different contract, maybe?
So he's comparing it to Teoscar Hernandez, so it was a 3-year deal.
Okay.
And he hypothesized that maybe the Phillies weren't willing to do the third year.
Okay.
Wow, really? I'm sitting here worried about a fourth year. They don't even want to do three?
They can't... You can't continue to... First of all, again... If he has a great year, you can just sign him at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like this whole thing where we have the same conversation where we keep saying that the team, oh, they brought back the same team. Oh, you can't bring back the same team. Oh, the same team. They didn't get it done. Let's make sure we lock all the guys in.
Yeah, but not all the guys. Schwarber's different than that. Like, he's important to this team.
I agree.
Sign him at the end of the year.
Okay,
just make sure he's back. I like whatever.
Yeah,
you
want
to sign
him
at the end of the year, whatever.
I'm just like
he's not the issue. There's other issues on the team.
Not the issue, but every guy that you again, I want them to keep him. But every guy that you sign might prevent you from fixing a different issue somewhere else. So that's all I'm saying is they had the reason this offseason was, hey, let's take a chance on this guy. Hey, let's take a chance on that guy. Hey, let's take a chance on this guy. Instead of getting a guy who we all felt confident in is because their salary level was at a point where they had no room to move or make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to go into another offseason where they don't have any room to make decisions.
That's fine.
Yeah.
The years. You giving him three?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got to give him 3 years.
Sure.
At least. I was worried about four. Hey, talking about two?
Yeah, look, if they're stuck on two versus three, give them
the three. Yeah, are you kidding me?
Well, let them negotiate.
Well, here's the other thing. Who are they paying anytime soon? There's no way Boehm, unless he rebounds, he's not getting any type of long-term deal. Stott's not getting any type of long-term deal.
The way Marsh is trending, probably not Marsh.
Marsh ain't getting along. So who are they paying? They've already paid all their top guys.
But the Rangers probably leaving.
The only
Rangers, Rangers leaving.
Aside from, but they already have a $300 million payroll.
Oh, no, I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah, and the only guy that's leaving, aside from Schwarber, we assume, is JT.
Sure.
And that's $20 million off
25.
Of 25. There
and by
you
the way, it's not, but the thing with the Schwarber contract, it's not in comparison, it's not that much money.
Like I agree.
Like they're paying a shortstop $300+ million. They're paying Bryce $330. This is $365 maybe. Like 3 years, $65, not $365 million.
Yeah.
Like in comparison's sake, it's not that much money for your second best offensive player.
And you're gonna need him moving forward.
Unless you're getting Kyle Tucker, but I don't think they're getting Kyle Tucker. That's another.
And how much is that gonna cost you?
$500 million.
Well, Flagg got $500.
Yeah.
Now he might get four something. Regardless, it's still over $400 million at a minimum.
Yeah.
So I would rather sign. Just make sure Schwarber's here. That's all I care about. Now, the situation that's developing is the Brandon Marsh situation. So he is out of the lineup tonight.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
No Marshy. I got some comments from Rob Thompson on that. But Marsh after the game, like he's obviously a high motor guy, more of an upbeat type. He sounded pretty defeated after the game. Here's Marsh talking about his struggles yesterday.
It's been a rough start to the season for sure. But, we just got to keep our head down and try to win as many ball games as we can. I know I'm not doing my part, which stinks the worst. I just feel like I'm letting my guys down, and I need to be better for them.
Yesterday, laid down the bunt, drew a walk. You kind of in the mode right now, just like trying to do whatever it takes to have like a productive at bat, a day, etc.
Most definitely. Like I said, just going through it right now, and. I gotta do anything I can to help this ball club win, and right now I'm not doing that, so I gotta figure some things out.
That sounds like a guy who's pressing to me.
Mm-hmm.
You're
gonna need standing ovations for everybody at the bottom of the lineup.
I wouldn't mind a lot of whispers.
I wouldn't mind a Marsh standing ovation.
Oh man,
yeah. We might well do it for the whole inning.
Right. The third inning.
Of them, yeah.
We'll do it at the bottom of the third.
Who needs it more, him or Boehm? I mean, that sounds like a Twitter poll.
I don't know.
Boehm doesn't deserve it.
Yep. Well, that's very nice of you.
Yeah.
Again, once again, you're like a dog on a Boehm.
Dog with the Boehm in his mouth.
Dog on a Boehm.
Yep. So Rob Thompson sat Brandon Marsh tonight, and it sounds like it might be an extended stay on the old bench for Brandon Marsh. Here's Rob Thompson earlier today.
What is your decision with Marsh?
Just to give him a blow.
mental, physical blow. You know, he's thinking about it quite a bit right now, and everybody goes through it at some point. I just thought that maybe give him a day or two off and just let him watch for a minute.
So probably 2 days at least.
Yeah, but then we got Ray.
Yeah,
so it might be three. Okay. Yeah, see how tonight goes.
Okay. What's the difference between? Well, sometimes you just keep playing guys. Say I think they can hit their way out of it. Sometimes you give a guy. What's the difference there in your mind?
I just read the emotional state of the player, and I think he's really thinking about it, and he really feels like he's letting his teammates down. He's putting a lot of pressure on himself to do well. And when you get to that point, I think it's time just to relax for a minute.
I think it's a good move. I think he could use it, you know.
Yeah.
He sounds like he's personality-wise, he's a different guy than Bowman. Than Marsh seems like a different sort of personality than Bowman.
I just have this feeling.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's just not
Baum
the same
has
kind of
the
guy.
Sort of, I was a high draft pick, first rounder, entitled, sort of. And Marsh is a, you know, he's a scrapper. He's fighting to stay up in the major leagues.
Yeah,
right.
And he's a positive vibes guy.
Yeah.
PVOs.
But I tell you what would help out. If the star players start playing like star players.
Totally
100%.
Now, I will say, I look at those two, and I think Stott's done a pretty good job with the increased pressure. You know, I don't see him kind of crumbling. Like, those two, Bowman and Marsh, look like they're not handling the increase in intensity is probably the wrong word, but urgency in the clubhouse.
I agree with you.
So,
and you wonder, even if they come back in this case, if there's going to be more high-leverage situations in the playoffs and later in the season. And, like, can you depend on those guys when things go wrong if they're not handling? Now, look, they could learn from this and become better from it. But I think you have to wonder at some point. They're not 23 years old anymore, you know, if this is partially who they are.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, my frustration and final thing here is, like, we talked about how if you're not going to change the core, if you're not going to change the manager, like, what are you going to change? I thought it was lazy to bring back Kevin Long again. I mean, we're going. I know you can't blame everything on the hitting coach,
but assistant coaches always take the blame.
I mean, look at Milt Thompson in 2011.
Yes, you know, exactly.
Kevin Long's getting fired this year.
He's the first. He's the first domino to fall if this thing doesn't. If they don't turn it around offensively,
I would guess he doesn't make it to the end of the year. Then somebody's got to be itching to do something. And if it's not now, maybe it's in 2 months from now. But somebody's going to be somebody's going to itch to do something.
Yeah, well, cuz my thing with Kevin Long is like, I think Caleb Cotham is a very, very good pitching coach. They need to find the Caleb Cotham version of that for the hitting side. Like, I think Kevin Long might just be a dinosaur. From the standpoint of he's been around for a while, you know, the game that he grew up coaching in was fastball dependent, and now we know that the sport's trending towards sweepers and breaking pitches.
He just doesn't have the answer.
He might just not have the answers anymore.
Yeah.
And I thought when you have to leave every stone unturned or whatever to try to win a championship, to bring it back with him and see where they are again is frustrating.
Them bringing the entire coaching staff back was maddening.
Besides God.
Yeah. Besides Kyle. I'm just saying they didn't make any change. I'm saying they brought the entire coaching staff back, and they didn't make any change. You know, one thing that won't be maddening is Guida, door and window. I'm going over to Guida tomorrow morning with my wife, some windows and doors. Go. Seems like the window picking out will be easy. The door, you know, give me the clear one. But the doors, that's a little more interesting. You know, when you replace your windows and doors with Guida, you're doing a few things that are great for your house. First of all, you're keeping the hot air out during the summer. You're keeping the cold air out during the winter. So your energy bills are going down. That's going to save you money. The value of your home is going to go up. That'll make you money. You'll be more comfortable and feel better about it. That is, you can't even put a price on that. And Guida's got interest-free financing options to make it all easier on you right now. Zero down, 0% interest, up to 36 months or 72 months, depending on the size of your job. That is 6 years, no interest, no money down. I love it. Not to mention, Guida is going to hook you up on the price, 20% off every window, 20% off every door. There are restrictions. There's a minimum purchase, and the financing is subject to credit approval. Here's what I want you to do. Call 877-GO-GUIDA, like I did. Schedule a free in-home estimate. I got the free in-home estimate. And then you can get all the details that way. Or just go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Do I have to go to this first one here?
Yeah, yeah, okay. You do. Yep.
Jim and Delco, you're on WIP.
Hey, yeah, Spike. I a couple callers before, he said the guy called up and said he wanted to trade for somebody that could make him win this year.
Yes.
And you were like, oh no, we don't want to do that. Well, what do you think the Phillies are going to do? Win 5 years in a row because they get somebody else? Like, isn't it about, like, just winning this year and not worrying about next year?
You're not going to say that in 3 years.
You do.
Yeah, Jim, you do. Because what happens is, and this is what happened in 07 through 11, is nobody was minding the store and they were going all in for that and they didn't keep anybody. And we had 13 years of meaningless baseball, or 10 years of meaningless baseball around here because nobody thought about the future. Yes, you don't think they're trying to win this year? They have a $300 million payroll. They have the third biggest payroll in all of baseball. And you want to trade their best prospect, Andrew Painter, who is one of the best pitching prospects in baseball, for who? Tell me for who? Jim, for who? Who?
For what?
Who? Who are you trading him for, Jim? Who?
What?
Who are you trading him for? Who?
I don't.
Who?
Oh, don't act like that to me.
Who
please.
Are you trading him for?
Just get some.
Who?
That's
just get Give someone. Me one name. Give me one name. One. In all of Major League Baseball, 26 players on a team, 30. Give me one player, one hitter you're going to trade him for. One.
Six callers ago.
One.
The guy named somebody.
Oh, well, that sounds like a great idea. What was his name?
You know what? You sound like your dad.
Oh, because you don't have an answer. You're so busy. Who's the guy you want him to trade? Guy you want him to trade, Jim?
Yo, dude.
What's the name of the guy you want him to trade? What is the name of the guy you want him to? You want them to trade. That's all I'm asking. You want them to trade him for a good player. So all I'm asking is the name of the guy you want to trade for the name of the guy you want to trade for. Two names.
So you go and get the team that you can win this year with.
Jim, final thing. Who is the player they are going to get this year when they trade the player you don't even know that is going to make them win this year? Give me one name.
You're the expert.
One name.
You're the expert.
One name.
You tell me.
You don't know what you're talking about. That's the problem, Jim. That's the problem. The biggest issue here is not me. It is you. Who do you want them to trade? How about this? I'll give you the entire Phillies farm system. You tell me one player in the farm system you want them to trade. One.
I don't care who they...
There we go. Is that what you wanted, Jack?
Yeah.
You happy now?
That was nice.
I'd be fine with them trading Andrew Painter. For you get me a 25-year-old cost-controlled right-handed slugger?
Oh, you get Acuna?
Do it.
By the way, confirmed.
Yeah.
Ben knew what he was doing.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yep, told you.
Oh.
Well, I don't think he knew what he was doing.
But he knew what he did.
He smiled. Knew what happened,
yeah.
Guys like to be stroked.
He called himself.
He did.
Yep.
Yeah, he also wants to make sure. He also wants to make sure Topper's held accountable as well.
Just to give him a blow.
All right. You're out of control now.
You didn't see this coming from earlier today?
Well, it started 3:30, actually.
I saw this coming in a 3 o'clock hour.
It goes, the evolution of the afternoon show is, man, 5:30 to 6 is out of control. Yeah. Then about 2 months, he goes like, wow, 4:30 to 6, it really unravels. Now it's 3:30.
Yeah, well, because he can't stop himself.
No, why would I do that?
We haven't heard the Jolly One, and I thought we were going to hear that when we talked about Maury.
I'm just letting everyone, it's not today's top five. It's tomorrow's top five. It's all Jolly related.
Again? Oh,
okay. Again, yeah.
We just had a Jolly related one like 2 weeks ago. All right. What's the top five today?
Man, you guys watch party people? Like, do you ever watch sports with a group of people?
Oh no, never.
Yeah.
What? Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
If I have to.
We've all done it. We're all sports fans. Yeah. I had to do it yesterday, and it got me thinking about the people that are every watch party.
Oh, okay.
I thought your replies wasn't back as fast as they normally are.
Oh,
you and I were on a little bit of a delayed text yesterday.
Yeah, we were.
He needed you yesterday. I can tell by this conversation. He was like, where's Jack?
Yeah, Roy was, choking. Melting down. Yeah.
Well, because again, I had my phone while I was watching the Phillies on.
Well, the Phillies, yeah, that was ridiculous.
Well, I was at a family party with 90 plus people, Easter egg hunting, and I was,
90 people?
It was a little too much.
How many families?
A lot.
For Christ's sake. 90 people?
Yeah, it was packed.
Oh, my God.
Man, that's a serious Easter egg hunt.
Yes. Walker still doesn't really seem to get the concept, but one of these years, he's only two. We work with him.
All right. The top five at five is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.